welcome, friends, back to Raw Thoughts Podcast, where I bring on individuals and we talk about their lives in all aspects. We talk about their journeys, what they're doing, where they are going, and how they got there. I would like to introduce Anna Lee with I'm already going to mess it up, Anna Lee. I was just talking about that. Empowered?
Bold Empowerment.
Bold Empowerment. I keep messing it up already because I actually met Anna Lee at Empowered Women Connect. And that empowerment is, you know, Hannah is a very empowered woman. You're a very empowered woman. And so sometimes, you know, it gets a little messed up. But that's all right.
Totally. No worries.
Yeah. So Anna Lee, tell us who you are and what you do.
Awesome. Well, I'm a women's alignment life and business coach. And so that is my specialty. Bold Empowerment is really, it surfaced from one day I had this incredible experience where I realized that there's so much power in the present. And I had this inspirational experience where I was journaling and trying to reflect on what the next steps would be for me. And I got this like download of inspired message that popped into my heart, and it was just be. And that's where my brand really like came from, was the whole idea of be. And so Bold Empowerment is the embodiment of being.
Wow. I didn't even know that part.
Yeah. And so it's been a really incredible journey for me. I've always, in my whole adult life, I've been an entrepreneur. So I've always had these ambitions in my heart and this drive to achieve and create and really empower and make a difference for people. But I also have 4 young children. So that's a huge part of my identity and who I am, is I'm now a stay-at-home mom and my kids are young. They're from 10 years old to 2 years old. My husband and I have been happily married for 13 years, and we just really all about personal growth and leadership development and really being the best versions of ourselves that we can be. But we definitely had this season of our life that was where parenthood was just totally overwhelming. And so that's kind of what was an interesting piece of developing my love for alignment coaching, because the people that have come into my world and that I work with the most now, they're generally really ambitious women who have these goals and visions and dreams on their heart, and they have something that they want to create and achieve and, you know, manifest in their lives, but they also have these roles in their personal life where they really want to feel fulfilled in motherhood and in their relationships and in their personal life and just who they are and how they're going about life. And there's often this pull that happens in your personal life and your ambitions in your personal life and your ambitions in your professional life. They don't always jive really well.
No, sometimes there's a lot of friction. There's a lot of butting heads within yourself.
Yeah. So I had that same experience in my life where I was an achiever and I wanted to achieve a lot in my personal, in my professional career. And a lot of times what that meant is that I was working long hours and I was doing a lot of the sacrifice for a season.
Yeah.
And sacrifice for a season is great, except for my season was never ending.
Kind of like this Idaho weather. You're like, what is going on now? We got something else happening.
Totally. And so it's so funny because I started to go through my journey in my professional life where I had clarity in my vision and in my dreams and what I was trying to create and accomplish. And I was hustling like crazy to, with all of my energy and all of my willpower to go after these dreams and these visions. But at the same time, I was feeling totally burnt out in motherhood. It was just hard to navigate having young children, and my husband traveled a lot for work at the time. And this whole idea of balance did not exist. And I started to realize that this period of time, this sacrifice for a season, was really at the detriment of my joy, peace, and fulfillment in my motherhood journey. And in my personal life, I was just so exhausted and so overwhelmed. And that was when I realized, like, there's got to be a better way. We can't continue on this path this way.
So you talked about just briefly how you went from, you know, being a career driven person to now being a stay-at-home mom. Was that in the transition you were trying to figure out if you were going to leave your career and be a stay-at-home mom? Was it being a stay-at-home mom and figuring out what you're going to, you know, do instead of just being a mom?
Okay, this is actually kind of an interesting story. So when I was on maternity leave with my second child, when I was pregnant with him, that was when I realized that I wanted a career change. I previously had been working in retail management, which was 60 plus hour work weeks every holiday, nights, weekends, all over the clock. And it just was no longer jiving with the schedule of a young family. Yeah. My husband traveled. And so when I was pregnant with my second child, that's when I realized, like, okay, this schedule thing isn't going to work. So I was looking for a career change because I knew I still wanted to work. I still had my own strengths and purpose that I felt needed to be fulfilled through work. And I was pursuing looking for a different work path. And when I was on maternity leave, that's when I started to realize, like, oh, wait, you know, I think I could like this stay-at-home mom thing. Like, I think I could be better at this than I thought I could. And that was when I kind of caught the dream of maybe I do want to be a stay-at-home mom. I always knew that I wanted to, like, have a lot of time freedom to be with my kids and make them the priority. But I also knew that I was called to live out my purpose through work also.
Right.
But when I was on maternity leave, that's when I had this opportunity to start a business plop in my lap. And I received an email that was like, we created a new mentorship and system to be able to help you to launch this business. And it hit me like a lightning bolt. I knew that was what I was supposed to do. So I dove all in when I was on maternity leave to launch my business. And I achieved like rapid success. Like, within my second month, I had generated enough sales to be a leadership position in my business. And that's when I caught the vision of like, oh my goodness, I could leave my career and have entrepreneurship be my gig.
Yeah.
And be a stay-at-home mom and create a new work-life balance. So that's what I did. I had the vision to do that. And I shifted into entrepreneurship and being a stay-at-home mom.
What year was this?
This was 2013.
Which is unbelievable, because I feel like that's, you were so far ahead of the curve, and I feel like it's becoming more normal for moms to start kind of a side hustle, do this entrepreneurial, you know, exploration while being a mom. And you started that a long time ago.
Yeah. And the funny, not so funny thing is that in my head, I thought like, oh, this makes perfect sense. If I quit my career, that's taking 60 plus hours of my work week, and then be a stay-at-home mom, I'm going to have so much more time to build my business. But the thing is that when I went home to be a stay-at-home mom of two kids under two, I did not have time. Time did not exist. I actually had way more time as a career woman than I did as a stay-at-home mom. So then there was a whole bunch of navigating, like, commitment, still utilizing pockets of time and being the most impactful that you can in the time that you have. And not making excuses. But what I discovered about myself is that I have always been a person that, because what society teaches us is that our worth is measured based off of titles, accolades, and achievement.
Yeah.
And so what I didn't realize about myself is that when I stepped into entrepreneurship, I was still chasing titles, accolades, and achievement, because that to me was a much easier way to measure my worth than as a stay-at-home mom measuring my worth.
Right.
And it was easier for me to create success in my professional life because I had already done it before. I already knew what that looked like. And I had no idea how to create success as a mom. And so my, like, being out of alignment back then was a lot of me realizing that my work in entrepreneurship and in business was covering up my feeling of not enoughness as a mom and a homemaker. So that was like a big light bulb moment for me. And it shifted everything, where all of a sudden I realized where all the burnout was coming from. It was coming from this place of like trying to prove myself. And when you are trying to prove yourself and you're so committed to these outside validations, it really keeps you from recognizing your worth and your purpose in a more like profound way.
Right.
So the pendulum swung for me. I went from this like hustle, vision, dreams, I'm going to achieve these goals, like sacrifice for a season, to like, no more. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not allowing my work and my professional life to cover up my feeling of not enoughness in my personal life.
And how did you truly figure that out?
Well, I hit this milestone in my business where I like achieved this major goal that I had been going after for 2 years. And after achieving this goal, shortly after, a lot of pieces in my business started to crumble and fall apart. Not to my fault. Life was happening too with some of my partners and team. And it started to be where this result that I had achieved was not being maintained. And I had been tying so much of my worth to this result that I had achieved. And so then I started to go through that experience of self-discovery. Like, well, if I am not Annalee Yelm, who's achieved this X, then who am I?
Right.
And that's what it like was in my face. Like, you're tying your whole worth to this title. And is that really like who you are? Who are you without that title?
Right.
And so then I got to do the journey of beginning the inward work.
And it's crazy you talk about that, because society does really push the titles and, you know, how many letters are behind your name, and you aren't, you know, you're not as successful as somebody else that has this piece of paper. You know, college is a great example of, you know, people going after what they truly want to do in entrepreneurship versus going to college and go to college for that piece of paper. And at the end of it, you don't have a different job. You don't, you know, there are, and I've said this in one of my other podcasts as well, there is a reason and a place to go to college, you know, but at the same time, chasing those letters and chasing, you know, those titles, is that really, like you said, who we are?
Yeah. And I think really the value is that there is so much value in chasing titles, accolades, and achievements, but only for a short amount of time. And then you have to really do the inward work to discover the why.
Yeah.
Like, what does this mean for me? What is the purpose here? Like, why is this important to me? And what does this say about who I am?
So how did you figure that out? How did you look inward and you said, oh, these are the things I need to be focusing on or putting my energy into to be worthy without the titles and not chasing? I think it's that chasing aspect that we get a thrill off of.
Yeah. So I started to really look at, like, what are the things that I'm naturally good at and that I'm recognized for frequently? Like, what are my natural gifts? What are my natural talents? Like, who am I? If you strip away all of these achievements and titles, like, who is Annalee? And as I started to get curious about that and discover, like, the things that were my natural gifts that I was good at, and really begin to discover my self-worth and my value outside of these things, then I began to love things about myself. Like, I'm an incredible connector. I can walk into any room and create a meaningful, genuine, authentic connection with somebody and create valuable relationships. That's an incredible talent.
Absolutely.
And another thing I'm great at is I am like your positivity cheerleader. You can count on me for being optimistic, always seeing the bright side of things. I won't ever downplay hard things that you're going through, but I'll be a person that you want to be around when something's hard, because I can help pull you up with me.
Right.
And do those things have titles or anything that could be measured with it? No, but they're like extremely valuable qualities. Another thing I'm really good at is that I'm highly adaptable. So I can like shift plans quickly, and I can be somebody who can, I'm the person you call when you're in a bind and like you need somebody last minute, because I can shift and adapt to the situation and be a problem solver. And that's also something that is not necessarily like, you can put these things on a resume, but they're not necessarily connected to titles. And these core values and these characteristics and qualities, they are really all about creating contribution. Like, how do you contribute?
Mm-hmm.
How do you make a difference in this world? How does who you are impact people? And that's when I discovered human design.
Yes, this is the part that I'm so excited for you to talk about.
So human design, I've always enjoyed profiling systems that like StrengthsFinder, like I love knowing that positivity is one of my top five strengths and adaptability. Those are cool things, but also Enneagram and like the color code. There's lots of different profiling systems out there. But the thing is that most profiling systems are based on questionnaires or questions that you answer. And the thing about that is that it totally depends what headspace and what mood you're in when you take those little questionnaires.
Absolutely.
Like, are you in like professional, driven, ambitious mode? Like, yes, I'm going to achieve this goal and tackle the world. Or are you in like nurturing motherhood? You know, what vibe are you in when you're answering these questions? And that can really affect the results you get. So when I found human design and discovered that it was based on your birthday. So there is no conditioning that happens by answering this questionnaire. Like you, the whole idea of human design is that it is a combination of ancient wisdom and modern genetics that tells you who you are designed to be and how your energy is meant to move through life. And the coolest thing about it is that there's so many layers to it, that ways that you can learn about yourself and the way that your energy is designed to help make an impact in your purpose. But the other cool thing about it is that you're not going to change your human design based off of any questionnaire.
Yeah. So listeners that have never gone on, go on to myhumandesign.com and it'll ask you for your first name, your date of birth, the time you were born. And that does matter. So make sure that you, you know, look at the time that you were born is on your birth certificate and then the location. So obviously none of that changes. So even if you go log back in, it'll always be the same thing. And being somebody that, you know, I graduated from BSU with my psychology degree. And so learning about other people, you ought to also learn about yourself on a very deep level. And a lot of that was the questionnaires. And you do get skewed of, oh, you know, I think I'm like a 6 on this. And then you take it again and you're like a 4. And that all, those are all variables that matter within seeing what the results are. So the My Human Design eliminates all of that and really gets you to the point of knowing who you are and why you're that way. And I have noticed as I start looking into mine, I'm like, oh, that makes sense. That's why I made that choice, or that's why I made, you know, had that perception on something happening. So tell us a little bit more, like dive a little bit more into the actual human design.
So I had a friend a few years ago who had gotten into human design. And I was like, what is this? I want to hear more about it. And she's like, well, send me all of your information. I'll pull your chart for you and tell you a little bit about yourself. And as she shared some qualities and characteristics about me according to my human design, I was like jaw dropped on the floor, like, what? This is so accurate. It's incredible.
It's incredible.
And the thing is that human design is completely based on the idea that all of us have a natural energy about us, the way that we're designed to move through life. And this whole idea of we're here not necessarily to become the best version of ourselves. It's that we were already designed perfectly to be exactly who we're meant to be. And society and our parents and all of our mentors in our life, they have trained us or conditioned us, most of the time with well intentions, but they try to guide us to be a certain person or to be a certain way. And so all of this conditioning can really add up to you sometimes not acting or moving through life in a way that you were designed to. And this conditioning can really interrupt your energy. It can interrupt the way that you, people are drawn to you, the way that you create and manifest results in your life, the way that you are inspired and the way that you feel emotionally. And so human design is not like become the best version of yourself, because you've already been the best version of yourself before. So it's about peeling back the layers in your life to get reconnected with who you were designed to be and move through life true to that.
And you talk about this as well, and you talked about earlier about being aligned. And so when you learn more and more about yourself, you can bring yourself back to that alignment and being like, oh, this is more true to who I am. And you can you can also act on who you are and more who you are than just, you know, kind of out there. Yep. If that makes sense.
Yes. So there's five different human design types, and but every type has a strategy, a way that their energy is meant to move through life. Every single type has what's called a signature. That is the emotion that you experience when you're in alignment. And they also have what's called a not self theme, which is the telltale sign that you were out of alignment, or the emotional trigger that you experience when things are out of alignment. So alignment is really not about like being blissfully happy all the time and never having anything go wrong in your life. Alignment is about being able to navigate through your life and have your base equilibrium foundation emotionally, mentally, physically be in a state of feeling that emotion that you're designed to feel when you're in alignment. So there's five different types, and the first two types have the same strategy and emotion that they experience, and that is a manifesting generator and a generator. And the sign that they're in alignment is the feeling of satisfaction, like being satiated by life itself, feeling fulfillment as their like normal emotion. Then there are our manifestors, and our manifestors, they're designed to feel peace, to feel this like inner peace within them, no matter what's going on around them. Then we have our projectors.
That's me.
Our projectors are designed to feel the feeling of success. And so that might be financially through titles and accolades and achievement. And it might just be by being recognized for their gifts and feeling valued and seen, like just that feeling of success. And then our reflectors, which are only 1% of the population, they're designed to feel delight, like just surprise and delight, excited by their life. And so that's kind of what alignment can feel like in the simplest terms. So for me, I'm a manifesting generator. And what I discovered in my life is that I had been feeling really anything but peace, having so much chaos in my home with young children and trying to figure out parenting. And you never feel like you're doing it right.
Right. I don't have kids, so but I hear enough stories.
And then like trying to balance ambitions on top of that. I didn't feel peace in my home. I didn't feel like I felt frustrated a lot, which was the feeling that you experience when you're out of alignment. And when I learned about myself and how my energy is meant to move through life, I learned that manifesting generators are meant to do the things that they feel really, well, really all energy types, you need to be doing the things that light you up, that you're excited about. So if you constantly are feeling that feeling that you're out of alignment, then you're not going to really create the results and experience the life that you want to.
Right.
So what happened for me is that when I learned more about my type and how my type was designed to move through life, and I was meant to be adaptable, I was meant to be a multi-passionate person, so I could spin lots of plates at different times, but I was meant to be feeling, I was supposed to be chasing fulfillment, not titles, accolades, and achievements, like this feeling of satisfaction. And when I realized like that was the goal, to feel fulfilled in my life and to feel satisfied, that completely shifted the way I was going about trying to achieve goals.
So how do you now feel fulfillment? You know, you were chasing the titles, you were chasing, you know, that commitment within the career, and even, you know, like your first business, you're trying to chase that number one leadership spot. How do you get fulfillment now in your life?
So now it's about what I'm most passionate about is really teaching other ambitious women that it's possible to feel joy, peace, and fulfillment in your life, even when there can be challenges and life can be crazy. And to me, that is all about being committed to self-leadership, being skilled at self-coaching, learning how to take your emotional triggers and learn some self-healing techniques to remove the charge from those emotional triggers. So then you can process them in a way to be like, where are these emotions coming from? What am I thinking that's causing these emotions? Like, what am I believing that's creating these thoughts?
Right.
And then having the ability to coach yourself to experience a different emotion and to have different thoughts. And then from there, it's just living in a place where you can always be tapped into joy, peace, fulfillment, no matter what. And it's by developing skills and collecting tools that are going to support you and having that be your norm instead of having like stress, burnout, hustle be your norm. If stress, burnout, and hustle are your norm, something needs to change.
Right. So how can, I mean, do you teach people on this? Like what is it now that you're doing with the, with your business, Old Empowerment?
Yeah. So I have in my alignment coaching, my methodology is called the Core Connection Method. And it's a three-step process. It's first understanding your human design and your identity. Like, who are you designed to be? How is your energy meant to move through life? What is your purpose? And then the second step is really learning about your emotional blueprint. Like, how do you peel back these layers so that you can get to this place of being able to utilize tools and techniques in your daily life so that your normal is that joy and peace, so that you can feel grounded emotionally. And when you get frazzled or when life throws you a curveball, you have tools to turn to help you to process and release so that you can get back to that grounded, present, like, I've got this state. And then the third step is really like unlocking your soul powers. It's now you understand yourself. Now you understand how to support yourself so that you can be in a good place all the time. Let's take that information and activate your superpowers, like the things that are unique to you, so that you can create your vision, so that you can achieve your goals in a way that feels really exciting. And that is a way that only you can do. Because so many times what happens is we see what's modeled for us by other mentors and teachers, and we try to do the things that we've been taught. Like, if you do X, Y, Z, you will be successful. But not everybody is designed to operate the exact same way as models and teachers or those that have been successful for them.
They're not, because there are so many different variables making that person, you know, doing X, Y, and Z successful. Their environment, you know, you talked about, you know, just kind of childhood and who's sculpting us. And I think that is also really hard, where we do have society coming in and be like, this is the way you should be. And then we have people chasing that and being like, well, if I do this, then this is going to happen and I'm going to, you know, be fulfilled off of that. And then they're not. And then they're chasing something else. And then it comes in with emotional toll, you know, when you're not feeling your best, and then you have a combination of anxiety or depression or some kind of mental health aspect with that as well, and you're not being yourself. Now you just have everything fighting against you and you're not even trying to.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I do believe that success leaves clues. Success leaves clues. So we should be looking to mentors and those that are successful for the clues. But the thing is that each type has a different way that their energy is designed to navigate. So, for example, you're a projector. Projectors, they are like the wise ones with the bird's eye view. While all of us are here, like in the forest, seeing the tree in front of us, the projectors are like a mile high, seeing the whole forest, not just the tree. They're designed to create massive results in significantly less time. They don't have a consistent energy, so they're not meant to be burning the candle at both ends or working like 10-hour days. They can be incredibly productive and create significant results in like four-hour days.
Yeah.
And so if you have a projector who is trying to operate like a generator, where a generator type, they are here to be the doers and the workers. Their energy runs longer, stronger, harder than anybody else's energy. They have more stamina than any other type. And they can do these long work days, either physical or mental energy. And they're here to become masters at what they do. But if you have a projector who has a generator as a mentor, and the generator's like, you just need to work harder than anybody else. You just got to put in more time than anybody else. And the projector's over here like exhausted, not honoring the fact that their body needs more rest, not honoring the fact that their brain needs to disconnect from work more frequently, then they're not going to be operating in their zone of genius, and they're not going to be creating like the powerful quantum leap results that they're capable of creating. So is there wisdom in like, hey, be committed, work hard, like don't quit, No, that's totally great wisdom for any
right
anybody
any person
to,
any yeah. human. It doesn't matter what your design is.
Yes, you know? But you need to understand that if you are not honoring your energy, it's going to burn out on you. And your energy is your greatest asset because people feel energy. They are converted by energy more than you saying anything.
Right. I mean, you walking into the door, I mean, we talk about, you know, the nonverbal cues and we talk about facial expressions, what people are doing with their hands and their body, but energy is one of those as well. I mean, you feel somebody walk in and you're like, oh, wow, okay, she's in charge right now. Or, you know, the reverse of like, oh, they're very timid. That does come off to a lot of people and they don't realize it. They're like, I can't pinpoint like what's happening. It's probably you're picking up on their energy, you know, or we talk about, wow, they really took my energy down, you know, wow, they really kind of screwed this one over. And it's hard when that's not recognized as much as you see it, because that's what you're around. But just people to recognize what their own energy is and saying, hey, I don't have the energy right now to do this. Or, hey, I have so much energy right now. Like, I am sitting down. This is my 4 hours of work. Like, I'm busting out because that's what I need to be doing right this second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think just recognizing one of the best things that you can do is first understanding, like, how your design is meant to move through life. Like, what is your energy? Like, what are the superpowers of your energy? What are some of the things that you need to make a priority for self-care? And, so just to kind of share a little bit more about the other types, I gave some insight about projectors and generators, but the other thing I'll share is that manifesting generators, they're the multi-passionate individuals. They're meant to be doing whatever lights them up. So as soon as they're like not having fun anymore or losing interest, their energy is not that effective in that work. And so it's normal and typical for them to like quickly pivot into something else that would be more exciting, because as long as they're doing what lights them up, their energy is going to be so contagious. They're going to create massive results. So they do need help with making sure that they're not being flaky. That's something that they can be as a negative perception of manifesting generators. But sometimes what they do is really just not designed to make sense to anybody else. They have this incredible ability of pulling together a bunch of different things in a way that nobody else has before to create a new result.
Wow.
And so if we were as mentors and leaders saying to our manifesting generators, like, stay focused, stay in your lane, don't quit, and they're totally not excited about what they're doing, we're completely missing out on their magnetism and their ability to create something new and incredible that we've never seen before.
We're almost limiting them in that aspect, you know, and limiting yourself if you don't quite understand that or how to be the best you. And I mean, I've talked a lot about this too. It's like, there is nobody else like you. Like, there's you and your human design, your experiences, all the variables in life, no one else has gone through. Absolutely nobody else has gone through. They may go through similar aspects. And I think this is where my drive for the podcast is to share experiences so that maybe we can pick up on things, you know, a little bit faster than having to go through it. But there is nobody on this earth that's like you.
Nobody. And that's what's so fun about human design is that there are layers and layers and layers. So the other thing that's also good to keep in mind is just because if you meet somebody, I've been in a room before. I host a women's retreat here every year. And my last retreat, I had three women in the room that had the exact same like major aspects of our human design profile. So there was three of us that were what's called a 6-2 profile with a sacral authority, and we were manifesting generators. Which sounds like if you have those three main things in common, you would think like, oh, they're all a lot alike.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much more depth and layers to human design that actually all three of us have very different skill sets and strengths in the way that we like, when you're around us, we're totally different people.
Right.
Like, we socialize differently. We execute in our businesses differently. And so I just want to give this little disclaimer that if you learn your human design type and then you know somebody else is the same human design type, you're like, but I'm not like them. Don't worry about it. We're all different. There's a lot of nuance and layers that goes to human design. But I do want to share that the other two types are manifestor. Manifestors are here to initiate and create energy. They literally are the initiators. They will get this surge of inspired energy and they'll just be ready to like be in go mode. Their strategy is to inform, to tell people what they're up to and what their game plan is, but they're not here to ask for permission. So that can be really tricky to navigate and to learn is like when you have this surge of inspired energy, you're meant to like act on it, like go for it. And if you have to stop and explain yourself or ask for permission, that can create a lot of like anger and frustration for you. And that can be annoying to other people when they're constantly asking you to be like, hey, wait, what are you doing? Like, allow them to be in their zone of genius, which is unleashing and creating energy for the rest of us. And so manifestors, they also, after they have this surge of energy, they have this period where they just need to be able to rest and chill until they get their next surge of energy. So they're not always going to be in inspired action 24/7 like a generator would be. They are meant to like have these like powerful launch of energy and then it kind of dissipates until the next one comes.
Interesting.
And then our reflectors, there's only 1% of reflectors. This is a more rare type, but our reflectors, they don't have any of their own energy centers, which is what it's called in human design, that are defined. And so what that means is that they're here to kind of be mirrors for us, where they like take in the energy of all the people and the environment around them and they reflect it back. So they have incredible wisdom to share because they're very observant and they see things in a way that nobody else does. And they are meant to honor their energy to like go through the entire moon cycle, like the entire month, to have their energy be activated by different things in astrology. So, and just they're very affected by their environment. So if they're in a positive environment around positive people that inspire them and excite them, you're going to see a lot of that reflected back. Incredible wisdom, great energy, like positivity. If they're in an environment that is draining them or negative or just not supporting them in their zone of genius, you're going to see that reflected back.
Right.
So their environment is everything when it comes to reflectors.
It's very interesting to hear this and you go into depth about all of these things, because looking it up, human design is not one of those well-known profiles where you can just get online and it's like, yep, this is how you're going to act, or this is what's happening, or this is kind of your strategy. There is a lot of different lines and numbers and, you know, shapes, the best way, you know, your chart that comes up. And you talked about the blueprint within, you know, you helping people. How did you learn all of these aspects, or what the numbers mean, or what the, you know, how to really get them back into alignment off of a chart?
So I studied under a mentor and I took several courses. So I studied a course on it for over a year and then have worked with other coaches and mentors and taken lots of educational programs. So it's a topic to really study and you can really dive into it. But one of the things that I found is my gift is that I'm really good at taking this complicated subject and breaking it down for people in a way where they know they can learn about themselves and they can learn immediately what the next steps are to take action to begin to shift into being more in alignment in their life. And so I've taken like all of this wisdom that I've learned from others and I created a course that helps people to learn the fundamentals so they can build a foundation of like, okay, now I know about myself and a little bit more about how I'm meant to move through life. Like, what do I do with this information? And I actually teach you skills to help you be able to recognize when you're out of alignment and what you should do about it to shift into alignment. But the biggest thing is that with human design, the purpose is, to me, what would be the most valuable thing you could do in learning about human design is learn more about yourself and appreciate your strengths and appreciate what your whole life you've been told are your quote unquote weaknesses. Because what you'll discover is that as you learn more about yourself and your human design type, you'll begin to love and really appreciate these things that maybe you've been told were character flaws or weaknesses before, and realize that you're not necessarily designed to operate like that. And as you honor yourself and the qualities about you that are really amazing, you'll begin to have this new level of self-love and appreciation for who you are. And what happens, the ripple effect of that is like the more you love and honor yourself and appreciate who you are and you're designed to be, the more you, when you're going out in the world, you see other people for exactly who they're designed to be.
Right.
And it completely stops this. It helps to halt comparison, and it helps to stop judgment of others, and just recognizing that all of us have this incredible purpose. We all are designed a specific way, and we need each other to activate each other, to inspire each other, to help each other in our life purpose. And if I'm in alignment with me and who I'm designed to be, and I'm doing the best I can, I can trust that other people are doing the best that they can and in alignment with who they are and what their purpose is. And it completely will elevate how you experience your community and your relationships and the people around you. And it's a beautiful way to honor somebody. Like, there's no greater gift than being seen for who you are. And there's no greater gift that you can give than seeing somebody else for exactly who they are. And to me, that's what human design and alignment is. It's about being true to yourself and allowing other people to be true to themselves, being true to themselves.
That's incredible. So with coaching them, how do they reach out to you? What does that look like? I mean, what are you offering them besides the blueprint, you know, these retreats? Like, what else, how can they get in touch with you to learn more about themselves?
The best place to find me is I hang out mostly on Instagram.
Yeah, you do.
So you can find me on Instagram at Bold Empowerment. And I'm on Facebook there too, but I'm always creating new inspired offers. I get just excited about creating new containers for people to be able to activate their alignment or teaching specific wisdom. So I have my foundationals course, the Bold Empowerment Blueprint. This is like human design and emotional energetics and self-coaching techniques. And then I have my in-person women's empowerment retreat, which is a 3-day intensive and integrative experience for human design. But I also do other things throughout the year that are, you. So if you're with me on Instagram, you'll see what I'm offering at the time, and just come into my world. I'd love to meet you and connect with you. And that's where I hang out.
So. Absolutely. Well, I want to give Hanna another shout out because we connected through, like I said, Empowered Women Connect. And you are that connector. Like, I met you at the soirée, you know, back last December, and then just seeing you through those networking events is like, your energy is like, I want to be around that. Like, you're the person that is like, you know what, she's got something to give to this world, and let's listen to what she has. So I really appreciate you coming onto the podcast, helping me become more aligned with myself on, you know, just inviting people to come onto the show, share their experiences. Every person is different. It doesn't matter, you know, what your design is, like you mentioned. We all are so incredible, the humans that we are, the people that we are becoming and that we have been, and, you know, just kind of flowing through life. And so I welcome you, listeners, to reach out to me at Raw Thoughts Podcast on Instagram. You can go on to the show notes and get my email. Reach out to me. Let's share your story. Like, let's share why and how you are the person you are. Thank you again, Annalee, with Bold Empowerment, coming on to the podcast and talking with me today.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes. I absolutely love all the conversations you're having and what you're creating. Your energy really is magnetic. Yes. So I just adore you too.
Awesome. Thanks, thank listeners. Have a good day. Thank you for tuning into the show today. Your feedback is very important to me. If you could leave a review, as well as follow me on Instagram at rawthoughts.podcast and email in at m.rawthoughts@gmail.com if you have any guest suggestions.